Blog Talk Radio.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more free to speak. I gave him chance and chance and chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Nope, I seen what I seen, I guess that mean hold him down if you say you can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even, throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison, my mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus, we just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the face. So the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive, overprotective or crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention to the sign, seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on, I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind, if they right or they wrong, I call them down. He'll pick up the phone and it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell him wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That should be crazy, they supposed to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that's messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. Fuck around, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere, might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. Kid, I'm going on the front line, he gon' bust your works. If you come past that gun line, you know when the storm go away, then the sunshine. Gotta put your head in the game when it's crunch time. I want all my sons to grow up to be monsters. I want all my daughters to show out in public. Seem like we losing our country, but we gotta stand up for something. So this what it comes to. Every video I see on my country, I got power now, I gotta say something. Corrupted police been the problem where I'm from, but I'd be lying if I said it was all of them. I ain't do this for the trend, I don't follow them. Altercations with the law, had a lot of them. People speaking for the people, I'm proud of them. Stick together, we can get it up out of them. I can't lie like I don't rap about killing and dope, but I'm telling my young is the vote. I did what I did cause I didn't have no choice and no hope. I was forced to just jump in and go. This bullshit is all that we know, but it's time for a change. Got time to be serious, no time for no game. Ain't taking no more, let us go from them chains. God bless they soul, every one of them names. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year, I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. They training officers to kill us and shooting protesters with these rubber bullets. They regular people, I know that they feel us. These scars too deep, they heal us. What happened to COVID? Nobody remember, it ain't making sense. I'm just here to vent. It happened to one of your people, it's different. We get it, the system is wicked, just learn how to pick it. Knowledge is power, I swear I'm a witness. I know that I'm gifted, I won't go too deep cause I'm scared they'll get me. Ain't scared to admit it, some I can't mention. It's people who can, well here's the chance. I won't take the stand, but I'll take a stand for what I believe. Must not be breathing the air that I breathe. You know that the way that I bleed, you can breathe. I never been a fan of police, but my neighborhood know I try to keep peace, so it's only right that I get in the streets. March for a reason, not just on GP. How people die for us to be free. What do you mean? This was a dream. Now we got the power that we need to have. They don't want us with it, and that's why they mad. Yeah. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. It can't change overnight, but we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.
I've been up for 3 nights trying to plan out my life. I've been living so wrong, but I just wanna do right. It's like I did her so wrong, but wanted her to be my wife. Wanna pack up my clothes, my kids and catch us a flight. They getting older. I never wanted them to know how it felt to come ain't drove that thing in a minute. I don't even know why I bought it. Really hate the attention. I said it was a look on my mama face when I did it, but really it was my pride. Ready to say it ain't ready. Can't get lost in the sauce, called it money competitions. What's the point of an Instagram image when you got millions for real? You really got the millions for real. 7 in the morning, my buzzing and banging. All day my phone rang ever since I've been famous. Everybody got the perfect scheme to get us some paper. Trying to make it seem as best for me and it ain't no favor. If it wasn't for favors, they'll never call you. Sometimes I need someone to talk to. Sometimes this life can be confusing. Call your friends and ask how they doing. I'm cooling. Those days I just be cooling. Everybody got their own life and their own problems. This life's too short for grudges, call them. To the girl who got my heart forever open, my line to my down the road, one call at a time. My phone never ring to see if I'm doing fine. Even though I be so caught up on the grind, could you call me if I ever cross your mind? Do I ever cross your mind? If I ever cross your mind, call me if I ever cross your mind. Do I ever cross your mind? If I ever cross your mind, please call me.
Like I said, man, that was Rod Wave, man. Y'all boy, your boy is back, man. I'm back. But man, you know, like I said, part of the process to being successful is the consistency. Consistently waking up and saying, hey, I'm going to do it. But see, here's the thing. The motivating part is you seeing yourself elevate and keeping it going. That's the motivating part. Because not many people can, and no, let me say this. When you are motivating yourself and keep going, you're going to lose people. Let me go that route. Let me change this route up. Part of elevating is also losing people and losing friends that say they got your back, or say they gonna say, oh, y'all agree that y'all gonna be here all the time, no matter what happens, this, that, 13. But you're going to lose friends along the way. You're gonna lose family members along the way. And I'm not just talking about death or anything. I'm sitting here saying that your path is not meant to be walked with everybody. It's meant for you. It's going to show you who can be along with you, but also it's going to show you, like, hey, not everybody is going to be there with you. Not everybody going to be able to go with you, because if they could, then a lot of people would still be with a lot of people today. But at the same time, you also, along the journey, along with your friends and stuff, you also learn who is made for you and who's not made for you. Because a lot of friends that you feel is made for you, or feel that they are the ones that you feel like got your back and stuff, they really don't have your back. They really just there to attach their name to your success. But you have to see that. You have to, and the fact that, and I can't even say you have to see that. You're going to see that. And it's up to you to be able to sit right and say, hey, you're going to be with me. Or, hey, I can't do this no more. Hey, we just got to split up. friendship over. And sometimes you're going to lose people along the way for just a season, or maybe a season, maybe a period of time. Like I tell my guys, and like I have told my guys, we're not going to be with each other all the time along this way, especially on our journey. But guess what? If we stop talking for a period of time, which I highly doubt that's what we do, but if we go, some days without talking, maybe a week or two without talking, it's okay. Because I know you're handling business. Just like, you know, I'm doing the same thing. So guess what? If we don't talk right now, then okay. Because guess what? I know I'm going to see you at the top when we get there. Because we're going to be done did everything that we said we was going to do. And then some. Not many people are strong enough to sit right here and let friends go. So that way y'all can come back stronger. Or y'all can be there to see each other at the top. Because I tell some people, not just because a friendship ends doesn't mean it has to end on bad terms. It could just be a period of time where it ends. That's it. But you have to sit right here and keep yourself going. Because like I said, whether you lose friends, matter of fact, you may even lose family members along this journey. But you have to sit right here and tell yourself, okay, you won't stop me. They won't stop me. Only person that can stop me is me. And that's the thing a lot of people have to get in their mind. You are your biggest if you fail. Because it's not up to everybody else to determine whether you make it or not. Because if it was, a lot of people would not be successful. A lot of people would be successful, but the moment people start seeing them in self, they'll start hating them, and now they got to come back down. Alone, the way you are going to find yourself within your journey, within the journey, you're going to find out stuff about you that you never knew about yourself, good and bad. But you have to stop, sit down, and pray about it and be like, you know what, God, guide me. Guide me so that way I can understand how to handle things differently than the way I handle things. Because y'all, we are family all here. So I'm a open up to a family and I'm not afraid to tell nobody. My biggest problem in life that I have learned was my anger. I used to just, we're going for get 0 to 100. We're going from 0 to 1,000 to 1,000. Cause I'm on that tight time. But God had to show me missing out on certain blessings and stuff that is not the right way to handle things. Me losing blessings and stuff is nobody else's fault. It's my fault. Do I blame anybody else? No, I do not. I will not blame nobody else. But I had to learn the hard way of you cannot always lash out, D. You can't always want to fight mouth off and head charged. Because you don't stop and think. You just quit the jump. So that was my biggest lesson that I had to learn thus far. Is that my anger kept me from a lot of things that I was supposed to have. Now granted, I know that God's going to bless me and bring it back to me. May not be exactly what it was, but it's something better, something bigger and better. But along this journey, of life and trying to be the best at what I'm doing, I'm learning, hey, look, it's all right, bro. You can't make me mad. You can't get me back to how I used to be. Now, granted, do I sometimes see signs of me going back to how I used to be? Yes, I do. You're going to see it. But as long as I don't revert back to those old ways, I'd be like, okay, I'm better than that. Because I see that people have tried to get me back to being that. But I won't be. Because that's part of my journey of, okay, I got anger. I control my anger now. Now, what's next? And each time, the journey is just like going up a mountain. It's going to get steeper, going to get harder. See, at first you were regular walking. Now you power stepping up the mountain. You get to that level where you got to start power stepping. And understand that, hey, I'm unlocking different things about myself that I didn't think I was have to unlock. But that's part of the, like I said, unlocking things about yourself is definitely part of the journey. And you have to be okay with that. Good or bad, you have to. I'm going to take a break, y'all, man. Here go Lil Durk, man. All My Life.
Yo, tell me you been on some positive, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out too fast? Boy, you ain't with a badge. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time. Thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish. But the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice. But the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who tryna get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous in the clutch. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health. But all my life, trying to keep me down. All this time, all this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. They couldn't take me. No. All my life. All my life. Down.
First generation, ghetto, cold world, hello. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. I spit out, it's a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And I put a hit out, and another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the left, so they think they're ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. The little crumbs that they had, a reminder to humble yourself. Could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a playing his tunes all day in my room. Thinking, damn, wicked to get their names buzzed. Some gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview. Most days, small like I'm going through a phase. Young days, shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill him is old age.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
on.
All my life,
all my life.
Keep me down.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, your boy is back. I am back, man. But, you know, I want to get back to what I was saying. We as a people, we sit right here, and I can't just say my generation. I can say a lot of people, that's, I even say older people. But a lot of people feel as though they deserve this or they deserve that. We don't deserve anything. Everything that we want out of life, people have to understand. You have to earn that. People be wanting microwave blessings or microwave gifts. No, you can't. Anything quick and easy is not meant to be. It's not good. Because if it was so easy, if it's so quick to get, then what is it? Because in order to develop yourself as a man or as a woman, to be more mature and stuff, and to have stuff, you have to struggle for it. You have to be learned. You have to run. You have to have an attitude of gratitude and know that what I have now, I'm grateful for it. Because truth be told, I really don't deserve it. But because I work my butt off, I put the time in, I put the work in, I put the effort in, I sacrifice. Like people say, you sacrifice blood, sweat, and tears. I learned that I'm better than what I was. And the thing is, I take it from my favorite basketball player of all time, Kobe Bryant. He said, I was chasing perfection, even though I would never be perfect. And that stuck with me hearing him say that, because we all know the thing called Mamba mentality. And Mamba mentality does not just pertain to just basketball. It don't even just pertain to sports. You can have that mentality of life, or something that you're good at, whether it's customizing shoes, whether it's radio, whether it's singing, whether it's whatever it is. You can have a Mamba mentality of cooking food, serving food to people. But you should want to elevate. And what you elevate, you should want to be best at. You should want the next person to know that, oh, that person, oh, they good at what they do. Oh, they the stuff. That's the better way for me using that, because I would say what I really want to say, but I ain't going to say that. But you have to know that can't nobody touch you at what you do. Can't nobody be better than you at what you do. Now, it may be, now granted, maybe somebody else that come along and do the same thing you do and be good at it, but they don't do it the way you are. God makes everybody to be good at something. It's just up to you to unlock that something, to unlock your talent, unlock what God placed inside of you. That's what you have to do. You have to unlock the other side of you. And like my friend Aaron told me, and it's funny that that I'm gonna say this. Sometimes you have to tap into that dark side of you. And I know a lot of y'all, when y'all hear this, I'll be like, D, what are you talking about, that dark side of you? Like, what are you? that side of you where it's that mad, angry, you said I couldn't do it. Okay, pause. Now watch this. I'm finna show you. I'm the stuff, and this is what I do. I'm finna show to everybody that I can't. I'm gonna say it in a good way. I can't be effed with. Because when you get that mindset, and this is where that Mamba mentality kick in. When you get that mindset of, ain't nobody gonna stop me. I'm gonna show you I'm better than you. I'm gonna show you that you can't stop me for anything that I do. I'm gonna show you that, hey, what you said does not matter to me. Oh, you gonna turn some heads. You gonna tap into that dark side and be like, okay, yeah, this is what you didn't want. And now that you got it, what, you can't handle me. I'm showing you that I'm the stuff. I'm showing you that everything you said that I couldn't do, I went and did it. 10 times better than what you thought. 10 times better than you saying that I couldn't do it. Everything you said I couldn't do, I went and did it. 10 times better. So with that being said, you got to know that at a certain point of time in life, you got to pop your stuff. Pop it. You got to pop your shit. I'm going to say that. You got to pop it. You got to show them. And I don't like cussing on here. This is me motivating y'all. You got to pop. You got to pop out and show them. You that dude. You that girl. You can't rock with me. So with that being said, man, we're going to take a break, man. I got some Rod Wave for y'all, man. Forever set in stone, man. Let's get it.
Another one. Like I ain't scared of losing it. That's why. Family, friends, Lord, all that. Man, I'm fun. No, Lord. Phone every time you in your feelings, but ain't no one I can call on. I'm feeling how I'm feeling. I can't lie, she did it all wrong. I know why I was tripping. Lost and looking for love, coming straight up out them trenches. Tell me how can you complain? I'm the one who made it different. Remember we ain't have a thing. I'm the one who go and get it. I'm the one who changed the game. I'm the one who saw the vision. I'm the one who stood up in a room. Yeah, and I love my dogs for the love of all my. I got two baby girls I ain't seen in a minute, and I know that ain't right. You might say that I'm tripping. I'm just trying to get it right. So much came with this position, so much came with this position, so much came with this life, so much came with this money, so much came with this ice. Ain't no fucking with me. So tell me why I feel like for your love I must compete, but that's okay. That's just fine. I can't lie, I was all yours because I thought you were mine. I woke up and hit the road, my feelings left through the night. I love for my life on the line. I pray that they do the same if it ever comes time. Forever set in stone, won't treat me like I'm regular, cause you know what I'm on. Get a hold of me, hold on to me, and never let me go. They ain't never ride for me, so roll for me, forever gonna be yours. We'll be okay, we'll be just fine. You get me wrong, you get me right, cause you ain't never get me twice.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? That was Rod Wave, man. Forever Set in Stone, man. That song, I can't even lie to y'all. I'm going to get back to what we're talking about. Let me take a second. Man, that song right there, I promise y'all, man. What I'm talking about right now, what I just got through saying, it definitely describes that. Like, if you listen to the words of what he says, don't treat me like I'm regular because you know what I'm on. Get a hold of me, hold on to me. I don't even want to sing the whole song because I'll sing this whole song for the rest of this show. But, nah, I ain't even going to do all that. But that song basically says, what I do, I'm not regular. I'm not everybody else that you dealt with. I'm not everybody else that you think I am. I'm better. And like he said, don't treat me like I'm regular because you know what I'm on. And I know these probably, I know we're talking about a female, but to my men, to my females, you're not regular. None of us are regular. But it's up to us to treat ourselves like we're not regular. We have to learn that we different. We better. And like I said, a part of the journey is learning that you're better than your old self. You're better than what you used to be. A lot of us, we hit a little adversity and we fumble. We crumble. We just go back in the, lay in the bed. Oh, I can't do it. This ain't it. But see, this is where you, in that moment, it defines who you are. It defines how you're going to be for the rest of your life. Because if you don't learn to stand up and be like, hey, God, I know you're testing me. I know this is part of the test. This is part of the journey. So let me, if you don't learn to sit right here and know that you're going to go through trials and tribulations, let me say it like that, then you're going to forever, and I mean ever, be stuck in the same position that you were in. You're going to be everything that you want out of life or that you say you're going to get out of life, you're not going to get because people, let me make this a public service announcement, a PSA. In order to elevate in life, you have to be uncomfortable so that way you can be comfortable. I'm going to say it again. You have to be uncomfortable to be comfortable, which means everything that I do in my everyday life, we can just say, hey, I work a job, which I do. We work a 9-to-5. But I know that I want to be on TV and all this other stuff, or I want to be a YouTube and let my podcast grow and stuff like that. I'm going to use me because I ain't ashamed to use me. I have to sit right here and put – when I get off work, I'm tired. But when I come home, I still got to put that same effort in that I put in work into my podcast, but 10 times better. Because my mindset is not on just being having a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. It's me wanting to elevate and know that it's more ways to become millionaire. I'm gonna tell everybody this: you would not become a millionaire every day working a 9-to-5. A regular 9-to-5 would not make you a millionaire. You have to sit right here and finesse the system. And by that I mean take the money that you get from your 9-to-5 and invest it back into yourself. Invest it into your business, into the journey. Because I'm gonna use a saying, scared money don't make money. Sometimes people will tell you, even the most millionaires that went through this journey, they'll tell you, I was broke at a point in time. There was a point of time that it wasn't no money really coming in, but I had to sit right here and use the faith of God, my faith, to know that, hey, this ain't going to last long. Storms do not always come. I mean, they do not always last. They will not always last. But you're going to come across a storm, and you have to be set and say, okay, you know what? It's just a storm. It's going to pass. But I'm going to sit right and tough it out, stay 10 toes down, and you're not going to move me. I'm going to keep going. That's what you have to do. And know that, hey, it's going to get better. In a period of time, it's going to get better. Everything will get better, and it's going to, and I know it is, because I'm putting in the work for it to be better. Because we sit right here, and some of us feel we'll go to work and then we'll come home and work for like an hour on something that we would. No, sit down, learn your craft. Sit down and say, hey, everything I just did at work, I got to turn around and do it right here. Because guess what? I want my life to be different. I don't just want to have this normalcy. Which there's nothing wrong with going to work and handing your business, paying bills and stuff. Don't get me wrong. But when you want better in life, when you know you're meant for something, when you know God have told you, oh, yo, I put you on this earth for this. You know your purpose. That's what it is. You gonna move better. And you also, and also to know that you're doing good in life, you see progress. Like the stuff that you see people, and you be like, okay, look, man. Even if you set on a clothing line, if you're on doing clothing line, like my cousin, he sits right. People come to him all. They see the work that he put in, and they come to tell him, hey man, I support you, man. We see what you're doing. You going to work and then coming home and doing your podcast. I was about to say podcast. Lord Jesus, forgive me. You coming home and you putting in work in the clothing line. You dropping, man. Everything, your stuff good. The quality of your stuff, it just looks good. It feels good. I don't have to worry about blase this or blase. They see that, hey, this young man put the work and the time and the effort in for him to be where he at in life. So when you put that work, when you put that time in, it's going to show. It may not show in the way that you want it to show, but it's going to show. A lot of people are going to see it. The haters are going to see it. The people that love you are going to see it. It's going to be real. Real is going to recognize real. They're going to know, like, hey man, he ain't just playing around. He really putting that work and he putting that time in, man. So understand that everything pays off. But just because you get to a certain spot in life you cannot get comfortable. That's what it is. Don't be content. Now know that sometimes in life you're going to have to be content because everything is not going to always move like you want it to. So, but sometimes being content is good. It is great. But you also got to know while you being content, you also still got to continue to work. Because not every time are you going to have those people come to you and say, hey, you're doing good. Hey, you this. Hey, you that. No, you're not going to get that all the time. You're not going to always get the compliment that you feel like you deserve. You're not going to always get the love that you feel like you deserve because of what you're doing. No. You're going to have to learn that, hey, you're going to learn that, hey, what I do now, not everybody is going to sit right here and give me props on it. I'm going to say that. I'm sorry. I had to catch myself. But a lot of people feel like in order for them to grow and all this, so they always have to be the center point. They always have to be the center of attention. You don't have to be. I was once that person that always felt like I needed to be in the center of attention. I need to know everything that go on, everything that should nothing move unless I know it or all this other stuff. But I had to learn that it's okay to miss out on certain things. It's okay for you to not be at every event, you not to be at every situation, you not to be at every party. It's okay. And once you learn that it's okay for that to be you, you'll learn to be, okay, it's okay to be alone. And that's part of the process. You have to, sometimes you're going to be alone. Everything I'm telling y'all is part of the process. There are going to be times in this journey where you're going to be alone. And you may be depressed. Fighting depression is sometimes part of the journey. But you have to know, like, okay, look, this is temporary. How I feel is just temporary. This is not really who I am. This is not really how I feel. Because, like I said, you're going to have moments where you get down on yourself, but you have to sit right and say, you know what? That's not me. Let me kick up. Let me get right. It's all good. And know that no matter what happens, like, hey, I'm going to be good. But let's get into this song, man. Lupe Fiasco, man. The show goes on, man. Let's get it.
Lay. Duh. Yeah. Yeah.
Kayla's in the building.
Yeah. All right, already the show goes on all night. All morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. All on your soul and put whisk up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on their desk, unaffected by their threats. Then get busy on their ass. See, that's how that shutdown made me. That's how my daddy raised me. That glycerin may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't even put your hands up. When times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause the brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban, let them never slow my plan up. For the father that's there, three in the air for the kids in the ghetto, four for the kids that don't wanna be there, none for the trying to hold him back, five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that coming back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys I'm rapping around the world for. Africa to New York, Haiti then I detour, Oakland out to Auckland, got the strip to Detroit. The hip-hop only destroy. Tell them look at me, boy. I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy. No matter what you into, no matter what you see, when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down. You just lift your arms higher, raise them to your arms higher, let them know you there, that you struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere. Yeah, ain't nobody leaving, nobody going home, even if they turn the lights down, the show is going on. Remember when you come up,
Yo, 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 just remember that the show goes on, man. That's your boy Lupe Fiasco, man. I swear to God, that song is in my top of the charts, man. Like, number one all time to me, because it literally explains, like, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you do in life is going to continue to keep going. The show is going to always go on. Like Lupe say, no matter what you've been through, you can look outside your window, tall grass or green grass, picket fence or brown wire, never ever put your head down. Just lift your arms high. I can't remember that song going through my head still, but just remember, like, the show is going to always continue to go on. You're going to always have to know, like, hey, I can't stop. Like, I can't just pout and give up, because the world is still going as we speak. No matter what my situation is, it is still going. So we have to be the ones to sit right here and say, hey, you know what? God, I can't just sit right here and just give up. You have to tell yourself that first. Tell yourself, I can't just give up. I can't be the one to just give up on myself, because if I do, what that's going to do? What is giving up on yourself going to do for your future? Think about that. Besides you still doing what you did a year ago, 2 years ago, and possibly 3 years ago. You have to know that, hey, man, look, what I go through now does not determine who I am. But let me get into this last song real quick, man. Y'all, DJ Khaled, man, it's just us. Let's get it.
We the best music. Another one. DJ Khaled.
Back against the wall, middle fingers in the air. Busting through the crowd, they gon' feel me now. Straight shooter from the hip, yeah, we have a year. Tell me get them, then I got them, yeah.
Get em.
99 problem, but you ain't one. Been so high lately, I don't care what's going down. You can see it in my eyes, he been hitting it right. Got me wishing that he wasn't, no, no. Kinda love dangerous when it's nothing else to lose. So don't make me wild out. Got 99 problems, what's one more? 50 feet, get you touched, get your front door. Leaving fast and we spinning slow. Side eyes, let me know that we visible. And I need it right now. 10 toes down, show me what it's all about. Thugging, we only ducking when the boys come out. It's that shovel and feel shy. We gon' turn the lights off, we hard. No, I'm tryna get ghost, oh yeah.
How an angel sounds.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm back, man. Like I said, man, I want y'all to know, man, look. Don't forget who you are. Know that this journey is going to be long. It's going to be, but you have to stay strong. Keep yourself motivated, man. Y'all be easy. Y'all be breezy. And I'm my man.